Good evening, everybody. The City Council has been a proud partner of the London Real Estate Forum since it began. And as the leader of Westminster City Council, I'm pleased to welcome you all here this evening. We meet here as we continue to absorb the significance of a general election which has returned results that no one was expecting. The political weather has changed for everyone, including local authorities and the business community. The voters have sent a very clear message that they are receptive to a fresh vision of opportunity and equality. Do not be fooled that this is just a flash in the pan and that things will settle down and somehow return to normal. The great British public has confounded the experts in the last two major national votes. This is a trend, not a blip. So let me share with you what I know from speaking to people on the doorstep and from discussions with colleagues across the country and the capital. The public is rejecting what they see as the increasing social divide in this country between isolated and disparate wealth, seemingly disconnected with the world at large. Together, we have the opportunity to bring about a fundamental change that will benefit Westminster and the community for generations to come. By building more homes that people from all backgrounds can afford, whilst at the same time accommodating the growth that benefits both businesses and local people. But I want to be clear. There's no time for ongoing pleasant and cosy chats that might improve things for the better at some undefined point in the future. Things need to change and need to do so now. Here's what we can do together. We need to define in detail what everyone in this room needs to do to make this happen. We then need to take the right decisions, ensuring you have the business plans in place and we have the right policy framework. Then we need to deliver. And that's how we will be judged, not through glossy plans and brochures that don't reflect people's real lives, but by giving people hope to realise their aspirations and those of their children. As you know, my programme for Westminster has the title City for All. And I believe that charms the mood of the city and the country. To give you my personal experience and my personal example, I am from Wales, but I'm proud to call Westminster my home. My children were born here, as were generations of my husband's family. I am fortunate enough to be able to bring up my family in Westminster, and I want many others to have that chance too. I do not want to preside over a borough where the housing market is polarised between multi-million properties for oligarchs and council estates, with not much in between. I want my children to grow up knowing a range of people from all different walks of life and backgrounds, where everyone takes a huge pride together in their neighbourhood. That is what City for All means. It is not a vacuous slogan. It is about people and their families having the chance to make a life here and not having to leave as their families grow. My view is that too many times we have not always pushed back enough in requiring affordable housing on site, have buckled on viability or surrendered to the idea that brutal market economics simply denies housing opportunities for most people, and that is just a harsh fact of life. Again, please let me be clear. This is not right, and it is going to change. My appeal to you tonight is to help me make that change. I have two levers at my disposal to deliver on this. First, our planning policies and how we apply them, as well as our own housing renewal programme. My relevant cabinet colleagues and I have already started work, but it's clear that we need to press down on the accelerator. The first step in this journey will come in the next few days. By the end of this week, we will publish an interim statement on planning policies to support housing delivery. This will explain how existing policy will be applied ahead of the new city plan being redrawn by the end of next year. This statement will set out a new approach built on the central presumption that developments should meet our affordable housing policies and how this should be done. It will also make clear our approach to viability on payments in lieu. Our starting point will be that developments should make provision for levels of affordable housing, either on site or close by, that meet our expectations. The fact that you pay too much for a site does not mean that you will be allowed to shortchange our residents. Having spent the last 6 weeks talking to voters, both here and in other parts of London, without exception, amongst the top concern is the cost of housing and, of course, the tragic acts of terrorism recently. People want to be safe, have a job, and a place to live and raise a family. Is this really so hard to deliver in this city that millions across the world aspire to live in and many come here to make it their home? I cannot and do not accept that things can't change. My very first meeting on becoming leader in January was with the Westminster Property Association. This was because your sector is absolutely vital to help me deliver my goals and meet the aspirations of those people I represent. I have always believed that real progress cannot be delivered in isolation. So I will work in partnership with those of you who have the best interests of Westminster at heart. We Conservative politicians have been given a clear wake-up call. So let me be equally blunt with you. If you are a developer who wants to invest and be invested in the future of our city, you are very, very welcome. Indeed, many of you in this room I know are in Westminster for the long haul. However, if you are a speculator who wants to make a fast buck by building properties that only oligarchs and absent overseas investors can afford, you are in the wrong borough. You want growth in the city, and so do I. So let's be clear. Westminster is and always has been business friendly and stands ready to help create imaginative, innovative proposals that the market wants, which is why our interim statement also sets out how the council will be open to new ideas, as long as they generally deliver more affordable housing. We will champion those ideas and proposals to both the Mayor and the Government. Here in London's beating heart, there are opportunities to build and develop that our global competitors will struggle to offer. Central to my leadership is ensuring that we maintain Westminster as a world-class city, whilst also pushing it forward as a city for the next generation. So to do that, I do need your help. How the council interacts with the property industry through our planning processes and policy will be crucial in enabling Westminster to flourish in the way we all want it to. I have tasked Councillor Daniel Astaire, our Cabinet Member for Planning and Public Realm, to review how we do this. The review will ensure our planning policies are fit for purpose, deliver the right conditions for growth, and spread the benefits of prosperity throughout the city. The city's population is projected to increase by 16% over the next two decades. So to keep the economy growing, forecasts show that we also need to deliver an additional 2 million square metres of business floor space to accommodate 77,000 jobs. We are taking the lead in shaping the future whilst respecting Westminster's heritage and its position as the engine room of the national economy. The new city plan will be the tool used to meet the ambitious challenges of significantly increasing our supply of affordable homes over the next 5 years. I want more people who work here to live here, and more people who live here to remain here when they have families. This means a change in tact for the kinds of homes I would like to see in Westminster. We want 60% of new affordable homes to be in the intermediate market. That means filling the gap for those people who don't meet the social housing threshold but are struggling to get a foot in the door of the local property market. While a quarter of homes in Westminster are social, a statistic I am proud of, just 1.5% falls within the intermediate category. That is not right and won't build the mixed community we want and need to keep the engine of this city purring. So we are all changing the way affordable housing is delivered in the city. Our need is real and it's immediate. It isn't enough for us just to take the cheque from developers to get affordable housing elsewhere. I want to work with you to see how we can deliver actual bricks and mortar as part of new schemes, whether they are built on site or close by in the borough. There may be exceptions that will be considered on a case-by-case basis, but through our open working partnership, I am certain that we can go much further than has been delivered to date. We will also push forward the council's own housing delivery programme through a wide-ranging regeneration programme. And over the next 2 days, we will be showcasing three fantastic Westminster schemes here at LREF. One Beechcroft site will provide 84-bedroom care home and 31 open market apartments. Our regeneration of Tollgate Gardens is set to provide 109 open properties and 86 affordable homes. And Dudley House is another mixed-use development, which, when completed, will provide 197 affordable homes. But when we do get round the table to talk about building more of anything in Westminster, inevitably that leads to another conversation on how to best manage growth and what it should look like. Our recent right kind of growth consultation has just closed, and some very interesting themes are already emerging. Roughly half of respondents agree that there is scope to add a few extra stories to existing buildings in Westminster without significantly harming our heritage. And the same number agreed that moderately higher buildings can be accommodated in certain commercial areas. The analysis is very much at the early stages, and it will be absolutely vital in helping us strike the balance needed to deliver homes and jobs that will maintain Westminster's position as the centre of London. The property development market is and always has been a key part of our great economic success. What you do really matters, and Westminster City Council has always been a business-friendly council and will remain so. We want to succeed and do business with you in our borough. However, my message to you tonight is that affordable housing now needs to be front and centre of your thinking. And let me be quite clear. Our business is to ensure fairness and opportunity in housing. Being friendly to business does not mean engaging in some cosy cabal. It's about providing the right environment to support success. We will never be a borough whose stock in trade is simply to sell its golden postcodes to the highest bidder. The result of that might lead to even greater state intervention in the supply of housing, or even worse, the rejection of the market as the main driver of its delivery. City for All has equality at its heart. But do understand that housing opportunities for all make good business sense for you. So let's all heed the wake-up call from voters and deliver together for the benefit of Westminster and London. Thank you very much.